The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle, Disc 3.
Chapter 9. For 3 more days we drifted upon the glassy sea. The helplessness of it, I could tell, drove Captain Jaggery nearly to distraction. Though the sun grew fiercer, he kept sending the men out in jolly boats to tow the Seahawk for 2 hours at a time in search of wind. He found only more to complain about. And then it happened. It was late afternoon, 18 days into our voyage, the first dog watch. I was on the forecastle deck with Ewing. Ewing was a young blonde Scot, handsome, I thought, with a shocking tattoo of a mermaid upon his arm. That, and his Aberdeen sweetheart, about whom he loved to talk, fascinated me. I rather fancied sweetheart and mermaid were one. At the time, he was sitting cross-legged, quite exhausted. That morning, the captain had ordered him to spend the day in the highest reaches of the yards, putting new tar on the stays. The sun was brutal. The tar was sticky. Now an old canvas jacket lay in his lap, and with trembling fingers he was attempting to patch it, using needle and awl. While he labored, I read to him from one of my favorite books, Blind Barbara Ann, A Tale of Loving Poverty. He was listening intently when his needle snapped in two. He swore, hastily apologized for cursing in my presence, then cast about for a new needle. When he couldn't find one, he murmured something about having to get another from his box in the forecastle, and made to heave himself up. Knowing how tired he was, I asked, "Can I get it for you?" "It would be a particular kindness, Miss Doyle," he answered. "My legs being terrible stiff today." "Where should I look?" I asked. "Beneath my hammock, in the topmost part of my chest," he said, "in the forecastle." "Will someone be able to point it out?" "I should think so," he said. Without much thought, other than that I wished to do the man a kindness, I turned and hurried away. I had scampered down the forecastle entryway before pausing to think. The forecastle was one of the few areas I had not been in before, the one place on the Seahawk that the sailors called their own. Not even Captain Jaggery ventured there. No one had ever said I was not to go, but I assumed I would not be welcome.